Oh, that's right. Good afternoon. Do you realize that it is 52 years tomorrow? 52 years tomorrow that the Ed Sullivan had the Beatles on. 73 million people tuned in to this appearance. So what I wanted to do today, I thought we could kind of celebrate Beatlemania 52 years ago today. That's right. We've got a full schedule the rest of the week, but I thought, you know, this is important historical stuff. And of course, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show where he broke it in on TV. And I was watching some old commercials that went along with his show and everything. Unfortunately, I don't think the audio quality was good enough to put on the radio, but they were showing shaving cream and how on the left this shaving cream wasn't as good as the shaving cream on the right, and how through time elapsed photography that the bubbles just got bigger and bigger. And of course, after he shaved, his beard was so gone and so smooth and so wonderful. How with the different types of shoe polish, something we don't even really think about today, but you could look like you had a new pair of shoes with this particular shoe polish that they had, and on and on and on. Pillsbury biscuits, those were really big then. I mean, Pillsbury's still big today, but boy, that was a big deal back in the 60s. So it was just interesting to look back at some of the things that have been going on. Heard a clip where Ed Sullivan was talking about, thanks to Topo Gijo. Does anybody remember Topo Gijo, the little mouse that was always on with Ed Sullivan? And he'd say, always say, "Oh, Eddie, I love you." Does anybody remember that? And the little Ed Sullivan, who was always so never really cracked a smile, was up there with Topo Gijo, the mouse. And of course, all the spinning plate acts that they used to have, and the gymnasts, and all these different things that they had. But when he brought in the Beatles, he really changed up what he had done. And I've got some clips. Unfortunately, I couldn't really find a good clip from 1964, the February 9th, but I did find a good clip when it was the Ed Sullivan Show and they had traveled down, I believe it was to Miami. And they were on the stage there, and he introduced them there. Let's see if I can pull that up for you. I thought that was kind of interesting and gave you kind of the flow. Mitzi Gaynor was going to be on the show that night, so it was a pretty interesting show. Let's see if I can get there so I can pull that up and play it for you. I thought that one was pretty interesting, and it was just really, I think, a week later. I think it was on the 16th when they had this one on. Let's see if I got the right one here. Oh, I don't know if I do, if I don't. Let's see. Here we go. Let's go down here a little bit more. Maybe I'll have it for you here in just a minute. I tell you what, let's do. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I'll be ready to roll with this. You'll be able to hear it just like it was on TV so many years ago, back in 1964. Hey, don't you go away. I'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, live from Miami Beach, the Ed Sullivan Show. And now, from the stage of the Deauville Hotel, here he is, Ed Sullivan.
very nice to be here. Thank you, Ralph Renick, for that very nice intro. And now, this has happened again. Last Sunday, on our show in New York, the Beatles played to the greatest TV audience that's ever been assembled in the history of American TV. Now, tonight, here in Miami Beach, teamed up with Hollywood's delightful Missy Gaynor, Myron Cohen, comedy stars Alan and Rossi, again, the Beatles face a record-busting audience. Now, before I bring on the Beatles, ladies and gentlemen, here are four of the nicest youngsters we've ever had on our stage. The Beatles, bring them on.
Yes, that was the intro live on black and white TV, folks. 1964. That actually was February 16th from down there in Miami Beach. Pretty amazing. They did the show the first night. That was first Sunday. That was the 9th of February, which is tomorrow. And then the 16th, they did it again, and this time live from Miami Beach. So what was the first song they played? Well, you know, I Want to Hold Your Hand. So here it is, the Beatles, back from 1964, right here on WCRS. Take it away, the Beatles. Great. I just felt like screaming right there. I just remember being, I was alive then, but I was very young then, and just looking around and just looking at all these girls going crazy on TV. But there's some interesting stories that lead to the Beatles actually coming to America. And they say actually that Ed Sullivan was over in London, I think it was, and the Beatles, the Beatles were just coming back from a tour. They were arriving at London's Heathrow Airport. Ed Sullivan and his wife Sylvia encountered thousands of youngsters waiting excitedly in the rain, and Sullivan asked what all the commotion was about. He was told that a British band named the Beatles was returning home from a tour in Sweden. When he got to his hotel room, he purportedly inquired about booking the group for his show. However, it was not until later that year that the Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, reached an agreement with Ed Sullivan to bring the group to America to perform live for the first time on U.S. television. Following dinner at the Hotel Delmonico in New York City, a handshake between the two men sealed the deal for performances on three shows to air in 1964. In return, the Beatles would receive $10,000 for their three appearances plus top billing. So, how about that? They said that the Beatles touched down in New York's Kennedy Airport on February 7th, 1964. They were met by a throng of reporters and a horde of 3,000 screaming fans, and the Beatles were whisked to a press conference hosted by Capitol Records in which they playfully answered questions from the media. One of the ones that's probably most memorable is, "How do you find America?" And Ringo Starr jokingly replied, "Turn left at Greenland." Not Greenwood, Greenland. And here we have the Beatles. They were cooped up in the Plaza Hotel. Lots of the fans tried to get as close as they could. Groups of teenagers set up camps outside. The Plaza even had some hotel guests that were not hotel guests, but kids that were posing as hotel guests in an attempt to see their favorite group. As the show approached, over 50,000 requests for seats came in to CBS. However, the Ed Sullivan Show, which originated in CBS TV Studio 50, could only accommodate 700 in the audience. It says, for weeks, celebrities were calling to get tickets for their kids. Walter Cronkite and Jack Parr scored seats for their girls. Composer Leonard Bernstein tried but failed. And Richard Nixon's 15-year-old daughter, Julie, became one of the lucky few to get a seat. They say that even Ed Sullivan himself had trouble getting extra tickets. On his show the week before the Beatles' debut, he asked his audience, coincidentally, if anyone has a ticket for the Beatles on our show next Sunday, could I please borrow it? We need it very badly. Isn't that wild? And so, and one of the things they bring up, and this is something that I had not thought about, but just 77 days prior to the Beatles' appearance on Ed Sullivan, President Kennedy had been assassinated. So they say, was a very well-needed diversion. So that's kind of how the Beatles got started. We were asking on Facebook if you've got WCRS.AM radio, if you've got a favorite Beatles story or a favorite Beatles song. We would try to just play this during my Beatles Mania Monday afternoon. How about, I think I'll play another song for you. How about the Beatles' "I Feel Fine" right here on WCRS. Just kind of remembering back so many years ago. 52 years. Isn't that unbelievable? It's just hard to believe. Kind of like the Super Bowl is 50 years old. Somebody today was in the store saying, "You know, I never thought about it, but I'm older than the Super Bowl," is what she said. Those are kind of things when you start to realize how much time has passed and how many things have changed in our world. Here is the Beatles, "I Feel Fine," right here on WCRS.
Baby's good to me, you know she's happy as can be.
that's right. The Beatles, I feel fine. I want to hold your hand. She loves you. Gosh, I tell you, those are all some of the really oldies but goodies. And we're playing some of them right here on WCRS. So then, of course, you know, some people have loved the Yellow Submarine. And they say some people even slept in comforters and whatnot with the Yellow Submarine on it. So, just neat stuff. February 9th, 1964. Did you watch the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show? Did you have a TV in your house? You know, a lot of people think, oh my God, a TV, it's just the standard. But there were a lot of people that didn't have TVs in 1964. And, you know, they were kind of, what, overly round, and it wasn't the whole four corners, the whole square was not all TV. And Ed Sullivan used to have those curtains, those big curtains, and everybody would come in from behind them and just show off. And then it was like a three-ring circus, except it was the Ed Sullivan Show. And it was hardly ever that you saw the man crack a smile. And, you know, not only that, he used to stand with his hands folded in front of his chest. And we've got a really, really big show for you today. I wanted to find a clip of him saying that. So far, I haven't found a good clip that's clean and doesn't have all this other sound effects with it. But it sure was a different time, wasn't it? Sure was a different time. Today, we have fast replays and we have all this stuff going on. The other night, the other morning, I got up for the auction Saturday morning early, clicked on the TV. The cable was off. I was like, oh my God, I can't get ready. I can't stand it. No noise. Hey, let's hear South Carolina radio news. I'll be right back. I hope you're going to let me know what you'd like to hear on the Beatles. I'm ready to play it. So give us a call, 229-7984.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos. So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, no.
another Beatles for you. Hello, goodbye. How you doing this afternoon? Yes, I'm Ann Eller, right here with you this afternoon with the Beatles. That's right, just having a little fun with the Beatles here. I hope you're enjoying my Beatlemania afternoon, remembering back 52 years ago when the Beatles took to the stage on a Sunday night. Everybody that had a TV and even people that didn't went to people's houses to watch the Beatles. And as hard as it is to believe, that first night there were only 700 people in the audience. The noise that they made sure was a whole lot more than what 700 screaming females should have been able to make. But I was going to play another song for you this afternoon. Love to know what maybe your favorite is. You can call us 229-7984. I'll see if I have it in my Beatlemania here this afternoon. And also would love to hear from you. If you got a Beatles story to share, come share that story with us, 229-7984. Or go on to Facebook and share a story with us. The Ed Sullivan. God, I hadn't thought about Ed Sullivan for so long. And Mitzi Gaynor was even at the show. Who's that? Okay, Mitzi Gaynor was at the show down there in Miami. That's right, when they went on to Miami on the 16th, which was a Sunday then. So fun stuff, sure enough. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you. I think I'll play another Ed Sullivan show for you. What are we going to play? How about the Beatles? I Feel Fine. That was a biggie for them back in the 60s there, too. Here you go, the Beatles. I Feel Fine. Do you, Beatles? There you go.
Said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. Baby says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so
was really finding the transcript to that first night with Ed Sullivan, and it says, at 8 o'clock on February 9th, 1964, America tuned in to CBS and the Ed Sullivan Show, but this night was different. 73 million people gathered in front of their TV sets to see the Beatles' first live performance on U.S. soil. The television ratings was a record-setting 45.3, meaning that 45.3% of households with televisions were watching. That figure reflected a total of 23,240,000 American homes. The show garnered a 60 share, meaning 60% of the televisions turned on were tuned in to Ed Sullivan and the Beatles. Let's see, it says that Ed Sullivan opened the show by briefly mentioning a congratulatory telegram to the Beatles from Elvis and his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, and then drew through to the advertisements for AeroShave and the Griffin shoe polish. And after a brief commercial interruption, Ed began his memorable introduction. "Now, yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation. And these veterans agreed with me that this city has never witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them, right now and again in the second half of our show. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles, let's bring them on." At last, John, Paul, George, and Ringo came onto the stage, opening with "All My Loving" to the ear-splitting screeches from teenage girls. The Beatles followed that hit with Paul McCartney taking the spotlight to sing "Till There Was You." During the song, a camera cut to each member of the band and introduced him to the audience by displaying his first name on the screen. When the camera cut to John Lennon, the caption below his name also read, "Sorry, girls, he's married." The Beatles then wrapped up the first set with "She Loves You," and the show went to commercial. Upon return, the magician, Fred Capps, took to the stage to perform a set of sleight-of-hand tricks. Concerned that the Beatles' shrieking fans would steal attention from the other acts that evening, Ed Sullivan admonished his audience, "If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to send for a barber." Oh, well. But anyways, who else was on the show that night? Some acrobats, a comedy team, and Georgia Brown, who had joined the cast of Oliver. So there you go. That's what happened 52 years ago. Hard to believe, isn't it, that it was that long ago? You hear this music and you just feel like a kid again, don't you? So why don't I play some more music for you? I'm going to play one that was a pretty popular dance song, if I remember correctly. This one, yeah, is one we all can sympathize with or empathize with. Yesterday, right here on WCRS and the Beatles.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
They say every kiss begins with, but at Sharp Facets Gallery, every smooch begins with Sharp Facets Gallery. Which do you want? A little kiss or a big smooch? I'll bet a big smooch. So shop Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, for rock bottom prices and smoochable results.
You know, one of the interesting Ticket to Ride, that of course was Ticket to Ride, one of their biggies that was part of the four shows that they actually were on, the Ed Sullivan Show. It says the final appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show, like those in February 1964, aired in black and white. However, at the end of the evening, after it had been broadcast in black and white, Ed Sullivan broke the news. The following week, his show would start broadcasting in color. How about that? It says, these four historic Beatles performances on the Ed Sullivan Show featured 20 Beatles songs, seven of which became number one hits, cumulating the four shows attracted an audience of 250 million people. In terms of percentage of America's population, the first two shows remain the highest viewed regularly scheduled television programs of all times. And of course, we all know that the success of the Beatles with the Ed Sullivan Show paved the way for future rock and roll groups, part of the British invasion, including the Rolling Stones, the Animals, the Dave Clark Five, Herman's Hermits, the Searchers, Jerry and the Pacemakers. I thought that was Gary and the Pacemakers. Jerry and the Pacemakers, Peter and Gordon, etc. It says, the genius of the Beatles in the American institution that was the Ed Sullivan Show combined to create one of the most defining and indelible moments in the history of music, television, and pop culture. It was a remarkable convergence that came at a special time in America, making an impact on the world that will never be duplicated. How about that, folks? That's why I thought we'd celebrate that with a little Beatles music and a little Beatles trivia right here this afternoon on WCRS, Meet Me at the Diner. I am going to be back tomorrow morning right here on WCRS. Peggy and I will be talking it up, seeing what topics there are we want to discuss. Also, tomorrow afternoon, we will be having Meet Me at the Diner. George McKinney will be with us. You are listening to WCRS right here in Greenwood. On Wednesday, Prudence will be here. Prudence Taylor from the library, the executive director of the library. She'll be here with us. That's on Wednesday. And on Thursday, in honor of Abraham Lincoln, he'll be in the building with us. That's right. Gerald Pitts will be channeling Abraham Lincoln. We'll be sitting down to talk about the exhibit at the museum, Abraham Lincoln himself, and so many other issues that are out there. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thanks for tuning in right here on WCRS. That does it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.